Industry and Improvement, Ellen G. White. The Lord would have all who are in His service to be learners. The tillers of the soil, the mechanics, the men who have learned their trades, are still to be learning better methods, expanding, enlarging in their ideas. Those who do not think they can learn anything are not the ones who can be a blessing in the enterprises in which we are engaged. Those who are willing to learn are wanted. God is continually leading and instructing. The Lord is weighing moral worth. All who devote themselves unselfishly to the work of God will receive a continual blessing, for they are continually learning how to do better and more faithful service. In the right performance of physical labor, there is a valuable education to be obtained. All workers are under the watch care of the great master worker. Those who shun every duty not directly specified to be theirs will bring into their spiritual life the very same disposition to do as little as possible. Just the same spirit and principles that one brings into the common day labor for his employer will be brought into the work and cause of God. Were employees as careful to work diligently and thoroughly during all the hours of labor as they are not to exceed the specified time, there would be an entirely different showing from that which is generally made. Those who want to help in the cause of God in any emergency will be appreciated. Those who keep self prominent and study how they can give as little as possible of their physical, mental, and moral power are not those whom God can bless. Their example is contagious. Self-interest is the ruling motive. We are all to be faithful in that which is least, looking about to see how each can employ his time in thoughtful service to make himself profitable. God reigns everywhere. In whatever position you may serve in this life, you are developing character, revealing motive. If you make God your guide, if you receive His word as the rule of your life, then in whatever sphere of action you work, you will be faithful in that which is least. Christ and conscience are to be consulted. You cannot in any service be beyond the domain of God. There is a great amount of false reasoning to the effect that we need not do anything that has not been specified as our individual work. To carry out this principle is to work out your destiny without guidance from God. You have taken your case into your own hands. Whatever you see is necessary to be done for the interests of the one who has employed you, that is your duty. Your employer expects you to work for his interests in every line, and true religion will reveal itself in faithfulness in all these matters. The standing and success of our young men and women is determined by their usefulness and their unswerving fidelity. Those who are faithful and diligent will be always in demand. Those who slight a thing because they can will not hear the "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Mrs. E. G. White.